Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mulligan Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. We, of course, are broadcasting live from the Score Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Want to thank them for their great contribution. Thanks to Connor O'Donnell. I believe he's the man.
Yes, he is the man today.
Is controlling our
Thank
Twitching.
You, Connor.
Thank you, Connor. We appreciate it. We always thank Evan Thomas because he motivates us. But that's just something we're not going to do right now, even though I just mentioned it. Want to thank everyone for calling, for texting, and, of course, for the emails.
Most of all, thank you for listening on this Friday the 13th.
Woo! And thanks to our executive producer, Dustin William William Rowe.
Everybody knows that, bro. It's not no if, you know what I'm saying? We are the team to be in the AFC, and we know it, and we got to act like it, and we got to play like it, too.
That's
Jamar
exactly
Chase.
Right. Yes.
Jamar Chase
talking about
it didn't look
the
like
Bengals.
It.
They didn't look it.
It lost to the Patriots.
It was week one. Doesn't
okay.
count.
Yeah.
Because
right.
everybody changes the way they look. Thank you to Brandon Fryer for his great work.
McGovern miss and then be able to make that tackle on a guy like Shakir who's shifty in the open space. That's the key. The key to when you're tackling, Tom, is the hips. Shakir's hips don't lie.
Mm. I want to apologize for not catching the Shakir reference a moment ago, but I'm going to be keen to it for the rest of the night.
Well, I want to apologize that I wasn't able to find a way to get it into the TV broadcast on Sunday. I mean, the guy is shifty, and his last name is Shakir. The hips don't lie.
That is Russ Tucker. He does a great job. He was very good yesterday.
He's very
He's
talented.
Excellent.
Yes,
yeah,
he
he's
is.
A very good guy, too. Hey, Marshall Harris is here. Marshall, I love the T-shirt. I don't like
oh,
it.
Oh, that's awesome.
How great is that?
Wearing
that's
a Dick
a
Allen T-shirt.
Now, Twitchers should see that.
Yes.
It's very well done.
I love Dick Allen. I learned a lot about him in my time in Philadelphia. And just like the push to get him into the Hall of Fame, of course, he passed away. But, you know.
Saw him at the racetrack
great respect.
When I was a little kid. Why was I going to the racetrack as a little kid?
Because you got a tip.
It is a good question. And Dan Bernstein is here.
It's unacceptable.
What are you going to do? Can I just say, team members only all the way.
Yes, thank
What did you.
You
say, olive green? Is
yes,
yours?
I had olive green.
Navy blue. And the fact that you tried to confuse the members only with the starter, when those are clearly 2 decades.
No, team starter also.
I have my
original sock starter jacket.
We had a texter who checked in about this subject
and
basically took a shot at me
saying
because I wasn't cool without the members only or the starter jacket. And you don't think I know that? You don't think growing up I didn't want a members only jacket
mine was
or
a
starter
mine
jacket?
Was a gift. Mine was a gift as well.
I didn't have the cabbage to have either
hey, man,
thing.
Cut some grass, man. You know how I got my starter jacket?
I did.
My Golden State Warriors, like the Big John. Like not the little thin members only style, but like the Big John with the hood.
Mowing grass?
All you
mowing grass.
All
thank you.
Mowing rich
grass.
Entrepreneurs go may have gotten every
shovel.
Kind of jacket known to man.
I prefer self starter, Molly.
Yeah. You know, self starter jacket.
The members only jacket is on full display. I don't know if you guys did the 8th grade trip to Washington, D.C.
No.
Do you guys do that? Well,
nope.
There is for the 8th grade
with the Rensselaer
groups that do that, there's
we toured Cook County Prison.
Wow.
To visit
that
your
is
relatives?
That is different.
Because they're just regular visiting hours. but they do that. They do an old-fashioned panorama shot. Everyone's standing on the Capitol steps. And the camera actually does move. And no, you're supposed to hold completely still. And the camera moves and does this panoramic swing. And traditionally, from Alan B. Shepard Junior High School, Mr. Klimkovich would start on the far right side. And as the camera moved past him, he would duck down, sprint behind the line of everybody while sort of like duck walking, and pop up on the other end. So he would show up in the picture twice. And it started all sorts of
that's
like whatever happened to his famous twin. And there were these legends about what happened to his
that's
twin. But there you will see not only my members only jacket, but I think 1982.
Ooh. Never had one.
82, there were several on
oh, full they were all over
they
the place.
Allowed,
yeah,
allowed.
I was very proud members only owner.
I had mine in second grade. I was like,
I was never
let's go.
In the club. From all your hard work cutting grass and checking.
So wait, knowing you, you would get some Russian knockoff.
Wait.
No, I would beat guys up for starters.
Just to clarify, the members only jacket was the gift. It was the Golden State Warriors starter jacket that I paid for and was
still bitter. Had neither.
Golden State
Warriors? How do you think they were right
from Alabama?
Run TMC forever.
Do you know he's a Bills fan too?
Yes, I did know that.
Okay, because
I did know that.
Super weird.
Why is it weird?
Because who would like the Bills?
When a guy in your city that you follow the school, Alabama A&M, local college, okay. SWAC.
He's got a very good reason to like the Bills. He's got a very good justification.
House
there.
Ballard gets drafted in the NFL when
makes sense.
HBCU players weren't getting drafted anymore like
my
that.
My problem is
much
I'm from
respect.
Here.
So you need to open your mind to people being from other places.
No, it's a problem being from here.
It's not
because
a problem
my teams are teams like the White Sox. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's where I grew up, sadly.
Why are you bringing up the White Sox?
Hey, you guys,
this is a great Friday.
Your show, we're going to actually maybe after the afternoon
we're
going to go take some batting practice at the 78 and that makeshift pop-up stadium.
I didn't know about this, but that is a phenomenal thing that's going on.
It's hilarious.
Why is the media blacked out, though?
Yeah. I don't know. They should let everybody
because,
in.
Because they apparently didn't accept the statement that was released to them.
Oh.
Whenever that was.
Monday is the river cruise, apparently, or the river tour.
Will you be on the cruise?
I don't know. I wasn't invited.
Apparently, Jose Abreu and Tim Anderson are leading it.
They won't be busy doing anything else.
So. Well, you know, there already is a youth field at, I want to say it's 26th and Federal.
Yeah, we toured that too.
Do you know where I'm talking about? And it's a great field. There's like a little protected wildlife
really
area.
It's
on top of a hill. I think it might be landfill, but it has that view of the city.
Yeah.
And I remember going to a game. It was like a 9U game. I think we were there for some 9U travel game. And I'm like, wow, could you imagine if this were a stadium view? It was a little bit like the Granderson view, but it's that same. It sounds exactly like that to give you.
It would be a tremendous vantage point. There's no doubt about it.
If they want to pay for it, I'm in.
There's nothing bad about building a stadium there. It's how do you pay for it is the only thing that's in question.
It's who pays for it?
Right. Yeah.
Do you build a stadium where when they build a team that no one will see, you then have to pay the money up to make up?
Wait, you didn't hear what Jerry said about bringing in more stars and spending more on the team once he has that new stadium secured?
Never heard that. Did he say that?
Yeah, that was the like thing. Like,
no, I didn't know.
You guys want me to spend more than a Benintendi contract? You need to build me a new ballpark.
Oh, that's fair.
Build it and they will fund.
Well, we'll let you start your weekend, Molly.
You
do not get to start your weekend
yet.
Not yet. You get to go take a nap.
Not yet. Okay.
We've got Adam Hogue joining us at 10:25. Ron Hughley will take us behind enemy lines with the Houston Texans at 11. Joe Ostrowski, 11:25. High noon, 11:45. Kevin Fishbane at noon. Dr. Chris Nowinski, maybe the foremost authority on concussions in football, is going to join us at 12:25. And the solid wall of sound gets you ready for Bears and Texans at 1.
Have a great show.